Hey there, Music Podcast for Kids listeners. This show originally aired in 2019, but wanted to bring it back for the Halloween season upon us. We hope you enjoy the encore of What Makes Music Sound Scary? This next message is for teachers and homeschool parents. The Music Podcast for Kids has an awesome digital resource to enhance the experience of the show in your classroom. Easily download 10 of our popular shows in audio and video form, digital and printable listening guides, sing-along songs in video and audio form, percussion parts, lyric and lead sheets, and most importantly, completed lesson plans from our nationally certified teacher, Mr. Fite. Our resource is great for virtual and in-person teaching for homeschool, substitute, and classroom teachers. Find the resources on our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. We hope you enjoy the show.
Let the music begin in 3, 2, 1.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do.
Mr. Henry,
Mr. Fite,
exploring along with you.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do. Mr. Henry,
Mr. Fite,
love hanging out with you.
The Music Podcast for Kids.
Hello, and welcome to The Music Podcast for Kids. We're your hosts, Mr. Henry
and Mr. Fite,
music educators extraordinaire.
The Music Podcast for Kids is a fun and educational podcast where we learn and explore the best subject ever.
Music!
Today's episode, we are learning about what makes music sound scary.
And now the music joke of the day.
We love jokes. So if you have a joke, please visit our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. Submit your joke.
And guess what? It doesn't even have to be a music joke. It can be any joke.
We will read and enjoy your joke on the podcast and also let everyone know who it came from and where you are in this great, big, wonderful music world.
Our joke of the day is, what kind of music do mummies like?
Huh?
Rap music.
Get it?
Rap like... like they get wrapped up? W-R-A-P? Rap.
Make sure to send in your jokes by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. A link to the website can be found in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you are enjoying the show so far.
Please subscribe to the podcast to receive the latest episodes and leave a review through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, get updates on what we are up to through Facebook and Instagram by finding us at Music Podcast for Kids. Links will be found in the show notes.
On to the show!
And now, the Music Spotlight.
Oh man, I can't stand going down in the basement. It's always so dark and kinda icky and, well, okay, fine, it's scary.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Henry.
Oh, gee, Mr. Quarternote. Listen, Mr. Quarternote, I'm already getting a little worked up and, well, scared to go down into the basement. And you just popping up like that doesn't help at all.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Henry. Well, no worries about going into the basement. There is nothing scary down there except for maybe a washing machine?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What are you going down there to get?
Well, I want to bring this instrument to school to show my students. It's called a water phone.
Water phone? Oh, I get it. A phone that you make calls with while underwater?
Well, no, it's actually a type of instrument that looks like a bowl with bronze rods sticking up from the bottom of the bowl. Each rod has a different length. In the middle is the handle to hold the instrument, and you use a violin bow to rub against the bronze rods. It makes really scary sounds. I'll have you listen when we get it. I just have to get to the scary basement to find it.
Sounds pretty cool.
Okay, let's roll on down. Hey, where is that music coming from? Mr. Quarternote, did you just play that scary music on your phone?
Oh, no, of course not, Mr. Henry. I already know you're a little scared. Why would I play scary music to make it worse?
Well, where did it come from?
Oh, don't worry about it. Just keep going.
Mr. Quarternote, I'm pretty sure that's you.
Oh, fine. You're right. I'll put away the phone.
Thanks, Mr. Quarternote. That music was way too minor.
Way too minor?
Well, yeah, it's using a bunch of minor chords, which is why it's scary sounding.
Minor chords? Is that like a chord you use to plug in that is really small?
Oh boy, now, okay. So in music, we have chords. Chords can sound like this. Basically, it's when you play a couple notes together at the same time. So, if I took these three notes, but played them all together, they make a chord spelled C-H-O-R-D, chord. Now, this chord that I just played is called a major chord.
Ah, major chord.
A major chord sounds happy.
Sure does.
A minor chord, though, can sound sad or even scary. Let me play those three notes again in the major chord. Let's listen to the first and third note I played. The notes I played are C and G on the piano. The note in the middle is the note that changes the way the chord sounds.
Interesting. So, well, what do you mean?
Well, when I play a major chord, the middle note is an E note. Let me add the middle note E. That note makes the chord sound happy.
But what about the minor chord?
To play the minor chord, we turn that E note in the middle into what we call an E flat. So, here's what the E note sounds like. And then this is what the E flat sounds like. It's a very small difference, but actually changes the way the chord sounds.
Wow!
So, let's now listen to the C and G note, but put the E flat note in the middle. It totally changes the mood of the chord. It now is a minor chord, which sounds kind of scary.
Cool! So that's what makes the music sound scary?
Yep. If a composer, which is someone who writes music, wants you to have a kind of scary feeling, they will use minor chords.
Ah, gotcha. I guess we better stay away from those minor scary chords while going into the basement.
Yeah, for sure. Let's play some happy music. That may help. Oh yeah, this is great. No problem getting down here now. Feeling pretty happy. Oh boy. The music changed to minor. Okay, let's just get the water phone out of here and get up the stairs, quick! Phew, okay. No more minor music, please. So, here is the water phone. Yeah, pretty cool, right? So I hold it in the middle with this handle and rub the violin bow across these bronze rods, and it sounds like this.
Gee whiz, that is pretty scary sounding.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes just random sounds can be a part of scary music. Glad I was able to get this out of there quickly. Welp, Mr. Quarternote. It was great seeing you, but I gotta get to school.
Sam? sounds good, Mr. Henry. Have a beautiful day.
The Music Podcast for Kids is brought to you by
BruceFight.com. Our very own Mr. Bruce Fight has truly fun and educational songs for kids to listen and sing along to. Music can be purchased through iTunes, CD Baby, and other downloadable websites. Stream Bruce's music through Spotify, Amazon Radio, or wherever you listen to music. Bruce also performs live events. Visit BruceFight.com for more information on his music and booking live events.
Time for the Super Duper Music Challenge.
It's time to test your ears.
Test your ears? I don't think you can really give your ears a test, Mr. Henry. I mean, how do your ears hold a pencil without bleeding?
Oh, no, Mr. Fight. When I say test your ears, I mean listening to something and trying to figure it out through hearing it.
Ah, right, of course. Time to play
the Music Podcast for Kids Super Duper Music Listening Challenge.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Fight. Yeah. A little bit long of a title?
Yeah, we need to work that one out.
Yeah, we will. We'll work it out. Okay, on to the challenge. Today we learned all about what makes music scary. We found out that a chord called a minor chord makes music sound kind of scary or even sad. We also found out that a major chord is often used for music that sounds happy. So, for today's challenge, we are going to listen to major and minor chords, and you have to figure out which one is which. Here is chord number one. Is it major or minor? Number two. Here is the chord. Is it major or minor? Number three. Here is your chord. Is it major or minor? And the last one, number four, major or minor? To see if your answers are correct, please visit our show notes. In the show notes is all kinds of information, which also includes the answer to the quiz. We hope you did a great job. Awesome!
What's up?
Oh yeah.
What's up?
Oh yeah.
What's up?
Oh yeah.
What's up in music class?
What's up, Music Podcast for Kids listeners? This is Mr. Henry here to tell you what's going on in music class. So this originally aired in 2019, but I'm recording now right around October of 2020. And things have changed a little bit. A lot of kids now are experiencing virtual learning. So I figured I'd give you an update on some cool things we've been doing in music class virtually. So I've actually been using my own resources that I've created on my YouTube channel called Mr. Henry's Music World. On that channel, I have all kinds of different music theory, animated videos, and even raps about different composers. Actually, one on Mozart will be coming out here fairly soon. So one of the videos that I have on there is a video about major and minor. And we talked about major and minor in this episode today, but sometimes it's nice to have a visual to go along with it. So I thought that would be a cool video for you to check out to enhance your idea of what major and minor is all about. So we will link that video in the show notes. Hopefully you can check it out and have some fun with it. Thanks.
Time to wrap it up, folks.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Music Podcast for Kids.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and most importantly, learned something cool today about music.
Please visit iTunes to leave a review of the podcast and also share the podcast with friends, relatives, aliens, whoever.
If you are interested in learning how to play the piano with a fun and engaging curriculum geared toward kids, please subscribe to Mr. Henry's YouTube channel called Mr. Henry's Music World. Links will be found in the show notes.
If you are interested in awesome educational and fun songs for your kids to listen and sing along with, please visit brucefight.com. Music is available to download with iTunes, CD Baby, and Facebook, and most streaming platforms like Spotify and Amazon Radio. Links will be found in the show notes. Remember to send in your jokes or even a topic in music you would like us to discuss by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com.
Again, we thank you so much for tuning in.